Ford locker room wrap-up continues from Norfolk. It's a 64-58 final as Old Dominion outlasting Georgia Southern, joined now by head coach Brian Berg. You challenged these guys these last couple of days, and I know this one didn't go the way that you wanted to, but you had a squad that really fought tonight. That was a very physical game, and it seemed like you guys were up to the challenge.
It was a physical game like we thought it was going to be. There was a stretch in the first half that really hurt us, two back-to-back transition threes where we just didn't get out. And we had a nice lead, especially in the first half. Thought controlled the tempo, had good execution, and really we're getting stops. And that part in the first half really hurt us. And you went through the second half. You look at that game. Guys competed. I thought we had plenty of shots at the rim that we just didn't finish, especially late in the game. You know, I think it was a two-point game. You know, five times I think we got stops. We just weren't able to convert. Good effort. We just have to have a consistent effort similar to that, night in, night out, especially on the defensive end. You know, holding an opponent to, you know, 33% for the game. But you got to find a way to make some baskets, especially some bunnies. But I don't knock those guys' effort. You know, the locker room, those guys came out and competed tonight. It's one thing we can take away from that. We have to have that consistent effort night in, night out.
A lot to like. Double-doubles for Carlos Curry and Andre Savrasov. Jalen Finch, five assists and no turnovers in 33 minutes. And the boost that Nate Bradford gave you guys, he had 8 points in 5 minutes in that first half, giving a glimpse into what the future is going to be like for him.
Yeah, you look at Nate and Manny, their name was called today. They got those guys stepped up, gave us really good minutes. Nate knocked down some shots, Manny as well. Just proud of those guys to be able, when their name is called, to be able to step in and give us quality minutes today like they did.
It's the end of a long road trip. You've played six of your last eight away from Statesboro, four in a row. You get four of your last six at home, trying to get into that top four to get that double bye in the conference tournament. You said that effort-wise, it's where you want it to be, but what's going to help make the difference for this team the last 3 weeks of the season?
Just to be be consistent like we just talked about. That consistent effort has to take place in everything that we do. Coming home, we need to have a good homestand, play good basketball, continue to be able to defend like we did tonight. We haven't done that in about four games, but we were able to defend, get stops against an extremely physical and disciplined team. And then we were all able to rebound tonight. We had 15 offensive rebounds, which was a spark that we needed. We're going to have to end up, flipping the script, being able to defend as well as making shots close to the rim. And then I got to put these guys in position to be able to score more in the half court, but we also need to get some transition baskets, just finding some easy ways to be able to get some points.